Do you want to protect Uganda's precious, precious gays, Callum?
It's the only thing I care about, frankly.
I, for one, stay up at night constantly worrying about the condition of their precious, precious gays.
Why else would you pay taxes?
And I'm very glad to know that the US might be in a position and willing to promote regime change in Uganda to protect the Ugandans' precious, precious right to have butt sex with one another. Because that is literally what the United States stands for on the global stage these days. They show up to a place and they go, can women operate HR departments? Can men do things in the exit? If so, then you've got our support. That's what America does.
Is there any political freedom? No, don't care.
No, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. We'll support as much corruption as we want. We are the US after all. I'll get into this in a moment. We've got videos on the website, premium videos that you can subscribe £5 a month to be able to access. We've got Evil Origins of Feminism Part 2, which was a really good one for Connor. This was a big research project that he did. He was very, very happy with. So please check that out. Anyway, in this next link, I need you to pretend the bottom of the screen isn't there because there is a community note that ruins it, okay? Okay, so CNN promotes new article. Two men in Uganda are facing separate charges of aggravated homosexuality, an offense punishable by death and under the country's controversial new anti-gay laws. Okay,
That does sound real bad.
You can look. I know, that would be terrible. What does aggravated homosexuality mean? This just sounds like made up nonsense. Obviously, what's happened is Uganda, being the horrible, repressive country that they are, has just found two random gay guys and said, we're going to make an example of you. You were just walking down...
Two guys holding hands.
Yeah. Walking down the street with in two gay away. That's what you did. Now, to the gallows with you.
Just like the 50s in America.
Exactly like the 50s in America. Everybody knows that if you didn't say no homo, then you went straight to the chair in the 1950s America.
When are you saying no homo, though? Like before you hold hands with your bro?
Before you high five, before you play footsie, before you do anything with the bros.
Before you put your clothes on. You look down, you woke it up in the bed, and I knew it. No homo, though. So
if you didn't have your fingers crossed the whole time, then you were done for. It's over for you.
50s America. Known masturbation without saying no homo.
So I'm going to rearrange the order of this article because the bit at the end is what the US is going to do in because of these terrible new repressive laws that Uganda is putting forward. And the first part of the article explains what these gentlemen did to warrant a potential death sentence.
Can I make a prediction?
Oh yeah, go on.
Because, I mean, the people who've joined us, funnily enough, don't care if you're gay. Not really an issue for me. Yeah. But I'm so suspicious of when I hear stories about, did you know Uganda has done this or whatever country has done
international
this.
Country that you don't really care about on a day-to-day are stealing people's freedoms.
Yeah, usually there's a bit more to it.
Only the CIA can solve this problem.
The places like CNN purposely leave out to mislead you because they want you to have the most simplistic view of the world, which is West good, rest of the world bad because they hate the gays.
The information is in this article, but it's not in the headline.
Yeah.
So that's what they know most people will read, and then they'll switch off and go, oh my God, did you know what's happening in Uganda? No, do you? Well, I read a headline somewhere, so therefore I'm informed.
I know nothing else about the place.
Yes.
Never going to, don't really care, but I want to show off.
So we've got the two men facing separate charges of aggravated homosexuality. They've got these repressive gay laws, and what's the global reaction to it? So after a period of uncertainty when these anti-gay laws were briefly returned to Parliament for review, Museveni, who is, I think, the president or prime minister, I don't know what it is they have of Uganda, ultimately approved it in May. The bills enjoy substantial support from lawmakers, Christian and Muslim leaders in Uganda, and some social media commenters. However, the decision has ignited global condemnation, because if you're a supposedly sovereign country deciding laws for yourself, you know that that's the normal thing. That's normal when that happens, that you say, we have a particular culture that believes a particular type of morality, and we're going to legislate for that. All of a sudden, the US says, well, that's my business now. The international community says, can't be having that. It's like that idea, it's like the reverse of the idea, that meme where it's like two consenting adults. I say yes, I consent too. Didn't you forget to ask someone? And it's Joe Biden sniffing you in the distance.
The local hegemon has turned up.
Yep. And it's also sparked fears within the LGBTQ+ community and triggered legal battles. US President Joe Biden described the law as a tragic violation of universal human rights. Yeah, you know the one. The one where you and your buddies can just get up to some fun at the end of a hot, sweaty session of rugby or something.
I mean, again, if you want to, I don't care. But yeah, the idea...
I'm not going to give in to this idea that it's a universal human right to do so either.
But how delusional do you have to be to actually think, sincerely, that homosexual acceptance is a universal human right?
Obviously, it's not.
Never has been. Like, well, it's something you find in some Western countries and some non-Western countries, and that's it. That's not universal by definition.
No, but it has to be now. Don't you remember that that's what Eleanor Roosevelt, she snuck it into the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 48? She was like, and also...
Just the purpose of the UN is to...
Yeah. And it's also...
I just really like watching it.
Old Franklin, he and the boys in the day.
That's why he was disabled.
Yeah. But it's also directed an evaluation of his country's aid contributions and investments to Uganda. So this is what will happen. The US, if you decide that you're not going to do everything that the US culture says that you should do, will decide to cut off all economic aid and sanction your country. Just this is how the sane world works. The US also announced visa restrictions for Ugandan officials, but did not name those effective. Earlier this month, the World Bank said it would also...
Just that TV host. The why are you gay guy? Why is my visa being restricted?
Earlier this month, the World Bank also said it would not consider fresh loan requests from Uganda following the anti-gay legislation. The World Bank is in on this as well now.
Yes. Yeah.
You believe it?
But yeah, but I don't need to re-editate it, but I will just in case someone who doesn't get it, which is that, again, you know, homosexuality, not a problem for me. Like, if you want to go do that, whatever. But the idea that the World Bank is like, I don't give out loans unless you support butt sex is...
We don't give money to homophobes around here, buddy. I'd rather let your economy crash and all of your children starve to death before I give you more money.
I love to see what, like, they must have some new features as well. Like, they must also probably have the whole, like, if you don't agree with transgenderism for children, no bailouts for you. Your country must die.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, why not?
And the fun thing is, if they go ahead with all of this and Uganda sticks with this and somehow some kind of economic collapse does happen off the back of this, well, I can tell you where all of those Ugandans who have been left homeless and destitute are going to be heading. Right here. It's fun how that works, isn't it? The World Bank's resolution came days after the United Nations announced the closure of its human rights office in Uganda. So all human rights are just thrown to the side now in Uganda. No human rights for you if you don't allow this. After nearly two decades in operation, citing a decision by local authorities to terminate the mandate of the UN rights body, Museveni pushed back against criticism of the anti-gay law while accusing the World Bank of daring to coerce his country into abandoning our faith, culture, principles, and sovereignty using money. Uganda will develop with or without loans. And you know what? Fair play to him. Fair play to him for saying that this is what we believe and this is what we'll stick with. Once again,
yeah, I don't have to agree with it.
They're a foreign country. Why should it be any concern of mine? But then
that's the thing. Sovereignty doesn't exist if you disagree with me.
Yes. But let's see what it was that actually caused all of this in the first place. What are these people, what are these darling civil rights angels being thrown to the gallows for?
All right.
A 20-year-old man in the district of Soroti in eastern Uganda was charged on August 18th after he allegedly performed unlawful sexual intercourse with one man aged 41 with a disability. Jacqueline Oku, spokesperson for the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, told CNN. So that could mean any number of things, but might just mean he might...
Raped a 40-year-old disabled man.
Yes. And the UN has said, you must allow this. Joe Biden there just like, why are you persecuting this fine gentleman?
I stand with rapists, says Joe Biden.
Right? Yes. Aggravated homosexuality, according to the much-criticized act, involves incest, sex with children, as well as with people with disabilities or the elderly. So if you rape children or rape people who are too old or too disabled to fight back...
You've got Joe Biden's support.
Yes, yes. No.
I laugh, but that's horrible.
The act, signed into law in May, also outlaws gay marriage in Uganda and punishes same-sex acts with life imprisonment. But once again, really what it is it's outlawed gay marriage and consensual acts, and that's what they care about. And, you know, you can say, oh, yeah, they they hold these things to be universal human rights, et cetera, et cetera. But what these people are being charged with is not just that. And then
is this really the Rosa Parks of the movement there?
It really is. Attorney Justine Balya, who is representing the 20-year-old man, told CNN that the penalties associated with the law were entirely out of proportion. Of course, the fact that the law is being enforced in this way is entirely unconstitutional because it seeks to criminalize what is often doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Not in my client's case, but that's
consensual conduct between adults. Another man was charged with aggravated homosexuality last month in Jinja District in eastern Uganda for allegedly performing a sexual act with a child aged 12 of the same sex.
So we've got a man who raped an old disabled man and a man who raped a child. And you've got lawyer here being like, well, but they are gay.
But they are gay. And the World Bank, Joe Biden, and the UN have all come out in support of these two Robin Hoods of, yeah. It's not great, but that's what always happens, is the US and the international wider community, the empire that we exist in, the gay, as some people call it, the global American empire, will actively just try to destroy any and all sovereignty your country holds over itself and its own laws in pursuit of protecting people's rights to, in this case, potentially sodomize children. Take that as you will. Thanks for watching that segment from the podcast Lotus Eaters. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, you can consider supporting us on the website by subscribing for as little as £5 per month, which will give you access to all of the premium videos and articles we've got on there, including Bo's series Epochs, now up to episode 121, the most recent of which he's talking about Pitt the Younger, which is part one of a multi-part series. If you're interested in following Bo and seeing what he's doing, you can follow him on Twitter at HistoryBro1. Thank you very much for watching. And goodbye.